Welcome to the Patient Education Podcast. My name is Jenna Singh, and today I'll be talking about diabetes, specifically type 2 diabetes and how to manage signs and symptoms of hyperglycemia, which is when your blood sugar is greater than 200 milligrams per deciliter, and hypoglycemia, which is when your blood sugar is less than 60 milligrams per deciliter. Some common symptoms of hyperglycemia are increased frequency of urination, excessive thirst, excessive hunger, hot and dry skin, deep and rapid breaths, numbness and tingling in extremities, vision changes, and possibly even a fruity smelling breath. Some common symptoms of hypoglycemia include cool and clammy skin, excessive sweating, heart palpitations, fatigue, weakness, confusion, and headaches. So today I'm going to teach you about some things that will help you better manage your blood sugar levels and understand the importance in doing so. To begin, type 2 diabetes is most common in adults and usually has a gradual onset, which is often why individuals may go undiagnosed for many years prior. Mayo Clinic highlights the two major problems that are occurring in individuals with type 2 diabetes, which are that your pancreas does not produce enough insulin, a hormone that regulates the movement of glucose, which is sugar, into your cells, and that your cells also respond poorly to insulin because of damaged receptors, thus reducing the amount of sugar that is able to get into your cells. According to the CDC, in 2018, there were 26.8 million people in the United States ages 18 and up that had been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. And this doesn't even account for the people that had yet to be diagnosed because their symptoms were still in the acute phase and progressing. There is no defining statistic that can tell you what the life expectancy is for an individual with type 2 diabetes, as it often depends on how well it is managed, as well as other conditions you are at a higher risk of developing due to having type 2 diabetes, such as kidney disease and nerve damage. Eating too many processed foods or too much food at once, being inactive, not following a medication regimen, and even being sick can cause substantial increases in your blood sugar and result in those symptoms of hyperglycemia I highlighted earlier in the podcast. If you need a reminder, some of the common symptoms of hyperglycemia include frequent urination, increased thirst, blurred vision, or numbness and tingling in the extremities. If you are experiencing symptoms of hyperglycemia or measure your blood sugar and it is greater than 200 milligrams per deciliter, it is important to take fast-acting insulin if that has been prescribed for you. Otherwise, exercise may help lower your blood sugar as well. It is important to know, however, if your blood glucose is over 250 milligrams per deciliter, you should test your urine for ketones, which are substances made when your body breaks down proteins and fat for energy. If you exercise when you have a high level of ketones, you can develop a serious condition known as diabetic ketoacidosis. Although diabetic ketoacidosis is less common in individuals with type 2 diabetes, it is still possible and considered a medical emergency that requires immediate care. On the other hand, if you skip a meal, unintentionally take more medication than prescribed, or are being more physically active than normal, this can cause substantial decreases in your blood sugar and result in those symptoms of hypoglycemia I highlighted earlier in the podcast. Some common symptoms of hypoglycemia include excessive sweating, headache, confusion, cool and clammy skin, and even heart palpitations. If you are experiencing symptoms of low blood sugar, it is crucial to eat or drink something that can quickly raise your blood sugar, such as 15 grams of fast-acting carbohydrates, which could be 4 ounces of fruit juice or regular soda, 3 glucose tablets, or 1 tablespoon of jelly or sugar. It is important to follow your doctor's recommendations as to how often you should check your blood sugar levels, as this can vary greatly from person to person, as well as depending on what type of medications have been prescribed for you. Metformin is generally the first line of medication prescribed for individuals with type 2 diabetes, as it can help lower the glucose production in your liver, which can help improve your body's sensitivity to insulin so that your body is able to use it more effectively. There are several other types of medications that may be used if metformin is not working for someone, and insulin therapy may even be prescribed as well if these other medications are not working appropriately for a patient either. It can also be really helpful to stay on a regular schedule for meals and snacks throughout the day so that you're more likely to make healthy choices and keep your blood sugar in check so you aren't having excessive fluctuations. It is important to maintain a diabetic diet, which includes things like complex carbohydrates, such as whole grains and starchy vegetables, fiber-rich foods, such as oats, legumes, nuts, and seeds, heart-healthy fish, such as salmon or sardine, good fats, such as avocados and cheese, and sugar-free beverages. If you're feeling overwhelmed or just want some guidance on an eating plan that will work for you, I encourage you to begin working with a registered dietitian nutritionist that can give you some tips and tricks for eating well. The American Diabetes Association recommends individuals with diabetes to maintain a regular exercise routine consisting of both aerobic exercise, such as walking, swimming, biking, or running, as well as resistance exercise, such as weightlifting, bodyweight exercises, or yoga. You should aim for at least 150 minutes of exercise per week for an average of 30 minutes at least 5 days a week. It is also important to limit prolonged periods of inactivity, such as sitting at a computer or sitting at work, so I would encourage you to take a few minutes every half hour to get up to stand or walk around, as this simple action can also help regulate your blood sugar levels. Exercise and healthy eating habits can also help you lose weight, and according to the Mayo Clinic, when you weigh less, your pancreas is better able to keep up with your body's need for insulin, thus resulting in better regulation of your blood sugar levels. Unfortunately, there is no cure for type 2 diabetes, but losing weight, eating well, monitoring your blood sugar levels, and moderate activity for at least 30 minutes per day for an average of 5 days a week can help manage your symptoms and live a happier and healthier life. Thank you for joining me today on the Patient Education Podcast. And once again, this is Jenna Singh, and if you have any questions regarding type 2 diabetes or blood sugar control, please reach out.